This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday unleashed another extended verbal attack on his opponent in the November election, claiming that the Democratic Party nominees Joe Biden and Kamala Harris should immediately apologize for what he called the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Joe Biden said on Monday that he would like to see a vaccine tomorrow, even if it cost him the election. But he said, if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it. End quote. Because the president's repeated misstatements and falsehoods with respect to the virus are, in Biden's words, undermining public confidence. Mr. Trump, holding his first news conference on the North Portico of the White House, said that contrary to political lies, as he called them, any vaccine approved for mass inoculation by the federal government will be, in his words, very safe and very effective. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made their remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday. It's a time when COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, is still killing about 1,000 Americans every day. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been taken out of an induced coma and is responsive. That's according to the German hospital treating him. The hospital statement said Navalny was responding to a speech that was responding to speech, but that long-term consequences of serious poisoning can still not be ruled out. Navalny, a sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Berlin on August 22nd, 2 days after falling ill on a domestic flight in Russia. German experts on chemical weapons said the test showed proof without a doubt that he had been poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. Russia rejects that claim. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.